Have you seen the Star Lake concert series list?
I have not. Would you like to tell me about it?
Tell me if I can come up with three performances or three acts here that you would pick to see before Third Eye Blind.
Okay.
Also, Yellow Card is also part of this show.
I can name two songs by Yellow Card.
Okay.
They're both good, but that's all I got.
Hootie and the Blowfish on Saturday. Let Her Cry. Let the tears
no,
fall down.
No, I think
rain.
After the two songs I know of them, I'm just going to be like bummed. Although they apparently
hold my hand. Want you to hold my hand. Now, you think they play Darius Rucker's
country
singles?
Stuff? Maybe. I know this. They play a lot of covers of like, I just saw them doing a cover of Interstate Love Song by STP, and it was actually pretty good.
I don't know who STP is.
You've never heard of the Stone Temple Pilots?
Oh, I didn't know that was the abbreviation.
Oh, yeah.
Them.
No one's ever called Stone Temple Pilots STP.
I didn't know
you're
that.
Right.
There comes a tweet from Jeff.
Every time they talked about STP, they were just talking about oil.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, July 2nd, Tuesday night.
The answer is yes, but I told this to Donnie.
Give it away.
I had them ruined for me by seeing them. Granted, I think it was me being way too drunk.
Yeah, you were blackout. You've told that story.
But the arena part of the show, I think, also hurt them. But I would go back and see them at that venue.
Have you seen them, Donnie?
Well, I'm actually going to go to that show.
Well, congratulations on all your success.
You know what my problem is?
Shows on this list I'm already going to. We obviously know the other one that we'll get to in early August. I've looked down the rundown here of some of the people coming to Star Lake. Third Eye Blind, probably putting on a good show, but there are some heavy hitters that they're getting out.
Friday, July 12th, Chris Stapleton.
I would go see him.
So would I.
Riding on a white horse.
Never takes his sunglasses off.
I like that.
Does he have eye issues?
No, it's probably just
Is it like a Tony Sperano thing?
It's probably just his thing, man. I would definitely go see Stapleton perform.
Bret Michaels, July 13th.
We had Bret on the show. He was a lot of fun.
We need to follow up with him because I'm pretty sure he promised backstage access for that show and maybe even a tailgate with him.
I think... I don't know if I would be, if I was super into like hair metal in the 80s and all that, but like I'd go see it because I think you'd have a ton of fun at that show. Even if we didn't get hooked up for backstage by Bret, I think even you're seeing him at his current age and not at his apex of partying, I still think you're having a very fun time.
July 20th, Sam Hunt. Do I know him?
Body like a back road,
oh,
driving
no.
With my
No. Donnie, I know you can get into some of the cheesy country, but no
Donnie,
thanks.
Let me ask you something.
I will not be going
Let me ask you something about Sam Hunt briefly. Two songs I'm going to compare. Which song are you turning off quicker? Body like a back road.
That one. I don't even need to hear the second one.
Last night, we let the liquor talk.
I think
well,
like that
Morgan
one more.
Wallen.
Oh, I know. I'm saying of those two songs that you cannot escape.
I like
which
the
one's
Morgan
staying
Wallen.
On
Sarah
longer.
And I have an inside joke about the last night song, so I'd probably turn off Sam Hunt first.
Is there an inside joke about chairs being thrown off of balconies in Nashville?
That comment normally gets made by me.
Kay. Is it about Hawk Tua?
No.
Okay.
Man, you just go right in here.
Well, it's topical.
Hawk Tua, yeah, it is topical in a way.
Monday, July 29th. Hoosier?
Take me to church.
Nope.
No, I would not see Hozier.
July 31st, Styx and Foreigner. I would.
Easy, yes.
More for Foreigner than for Styx.
Agreed. Who plays first there?
Remember the Styx should open for Foreigner, in my opinion.
But I would think
in
here.
In Pittsburgh, what if they just flip the order for this show only?
I bet they do.
My ex-girlfriend, the infamous Long Island ex, back when ringtones were a thing, Donnie, did you even do ringtones? You probably came along too late in the cell phone game. Foreigner, jukebox hero for some godforsaken reason.
I had a flip phone and the first one on there, I think it came with it, was David Bowie, Ground Control to Major Tom.
Really?
That's what it would say every time someone called. Ground Control to Major Tom.
I mean, that's a great song. That's a great song.
David Bowie not coming because he's dead. Friday,
man, did
August
you have any incidents,
2nd.
By the way, with dead guys
I did.
While
I said
we were
Frank
gone?
Robinson was the third best living baseball player, and he's been gone for 5 years.
Oh, no.
And intern Dom did not bail me out. I'm still very angry with him.
Oh, no.
Dan and Shay with Jake Owen. Nope. Not putting that ahead of Third Eye Blind.
August, how many have we named so far that we would put ahead? Like three?
Styx and Foreigner and Chris Stapleton. Well, I guess Red Hot Chili Pepper, so we already have three.
Okay.
Creed.
I'll let our resident Stapp fan.
Did you see the mariachi band in Texas that they hired? Because that was the Rangers thing last year was Creed, and the mariachi band just played between innings Creed songs the entire night.
I would listen to that. Much like I like the Gypsy Kings Hotel California.
And the guy was like, can you take me higher?
I bet it was fantastic.
And trumpets would go.
I would love to hear that guy go, court is in session. The verdict is in.
Slipknot, August 7th.
Yeah, I'd go see them. I'd get my ass kicked in the hole.
I bet that's a hell of a crowd. Charlie's going to that show.
Oh, boy.
By the way, news on Charlie. He's pulled out of the producer hot dog eating contest.
For what reason?
Claiming a small esophagus. He said he has a family history of small esophaguses.
Of esophageal
And his father
issues.
Needs to have esophagus surgery every year to expand the esophagus. And he's afraid that if he participates, he's going to die.
I'm just
I think
say
it's
this,
an elaborate
I'm going to say this
excuse.
One time. If he's making it up, it's one of the greatest lies I've ever heard.
But why would he the pass detail. Out on an opportunity to win $500? All he has to
you
do is eat hot dogs
for 10
minutes.
You could pay for one of those esophageal surgeries with $500.
He's out. We're still waiting on Mary Hours to confirm her to perform the national anthem.
We're not waiting on Jeff in South Park to come in and powerbomb you from the top rope about Stone Temple Pilots.
I knew it. I knew there was one
Stone Temple Pilots band name was inspired by the STP oil logo. Guitarist saw it, thought it was cool and a cool abbreviation, came up with a band name solely based on the initials.
Thanks,
they were
Jeff.
STP before they were Stone Temple
I'll
Pilots.
You, I tell you who's got Zero Hawk 2 in his future, that guy. Jason Aldean on August 10th.
No.
I'm going to pass.
Hard no.
Imagine
no.
Dragons August 14th.
I would actually take my kids to that because Lennox's favorite song in the world is Thunder by them. He'll dance. He'll go crazy.
I think that they're like that new, I mean, they're not really new. They've been around for over a decade now, but they're almost like the generation of like Nickelback and Creed
yes.
where like they do have some pretty catchy songs and people hate them relentlessly.
Correct. I feel like every AT&T Sportsnet promo for the Penguins had Imagine Dragons
correct.
Song in it for like
it
10
did.
Years.
It did.
Tedeschi Trucks Band?
It's a jam band.
I'm out. August 20th, the Doobie Brothers.
Wow.
Yes. I'm in.
Is Michael McDonald playing with them?
I hope so.
So it says the Doobie Brothers 2024.
I don't know what the hell
That's
means.
Probably not Michael McDonald. What if they just did all the rock stuff and then all the, like the soulful stuff too with a singer who was not Michael McDonald? If you could do both, if you could, no one can approximate Michael McDonald.
Not
if
even.
You could do both, one, you wouldn't have to tour with the Doobie Brothers 2024. You'd be your own act.
Cage the Elephant. Don't know who that is.
They have one song I like. Maybe two.
Isn't it Ain't No Rest for the Wicked?
Well, they have that Come a Little Closer, then you'll see.
Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, that one's good, but two songs. I can't go to a show
Next
based
one's
on that.
A big one.
Cage your lead singer and never perform again would be my advice to them. September 3rd, Rob Zombie
funny.
And Alice Cooper.
Pound the table hard, yes.
How about this? Saturday night was Amanda's 20th high school reunion.
I saw that.
And so we went, and then afterwards, we stopped at a bar that's right near our house just for a couple of pops before we went home. And they had karaoke there. So some guy does Rob Zombie, that Dragula song.
Oh, my God.
So I'm sitting
Dig
there.
Through the ditches and burn
Dragula.
Through the witches.
And Amanda knows every single word.
I love it. She just shot way up
and
in the
And I just look
rankings.
At her. And
she's at the top
I'm
of the
thinking
mountain.
To myself, how do you know all of this?
Was she like getting after it,
she
singing
was.
It too?
And she like did the voice effect and everything. She did the
Dig rock. Through the, oh, hell yeah.
And
that
she
song
said,
kicks ass.
That's how she got up for every high school softball game.
Can believe it. Can totally believe it.
I can't. I've known her for more than 10 years. This is news to me.
She was ready to run. Wasn't she? She caught for them, right?
Yep.
She's the general in the field. She's got to get up. I can imagine her damn near banging her head in against a wall to get ready for a game.
September 7th, Starkey can't wait for James Taylor and his all-star band. Right?
Yes.
I'd go.
I wouldn't.
September 10th.
I think it's funny how they have
didn't
it listed.
Tell me you
an
were
evening
gone.
With James Taylor.
No. Oh, is that what they have down?
Yeah, not even just James Taylor.
September 10th, Stained and Breaking Benjamin.
I would probably go see
it. You
them.
Know
been
what? I think I would, too.
I would probably go see it. Stained's got a decent
Stained.
Catalog.
I saw Stained with Korn.
I like enough Breaking Ben songs
good show.
That I would see it.
I don't know who Falling in Reverse is.
That's the first band you've said I've never heard of.
September 14th. How about this? Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, and John Mellencamp. Holy F.
Okay.
They're going out with a bang.
I don't mean this to be
later that I think is a worse show.
No, I would go see that for Willie Nelson. He's a literal living legend.
I'd go
and
for all three.
You have no idea if he'll be alive by the time that show happens.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane. I mean, come
sucking
on now.
On chili
they
dogs.
Should make they should make Dylan sing that song.
You
want to
talk
they
about should, Hawk too?
They should all come out for that one.
So you guys have seen the guy just sing the song yes. as the only lyric is suck it on chili dog
and then
suck it on chili dog.
September 18th yes. to put a bow on the season of concerts yes. Pitbull.
I'd go see Mr. 305 100%. So we ended up with a lot of
they
shows we'd see
lineup.
Over Third Eye
they really
liner.
Do
I hope our
that's
old,
the opposite of the Pirates lineup right there.
Kayla Siebert, who used to work in promotions here, was I think what our promotions director for a while.
Mm-hmm.
If she is listening to this segment,
love two things: Third Eye Blind and the Pirates.
Correct. And she, if she is hearing us do this right now, is renouncing her friendship with me and Pony because she's seen Third Eye Blind and gone backstage to meet them enough where I think they're on a first name basis.
Oh, definitely.
With her.
I'm sure they text.
They see her and they're like, "Hey, Kayla, how are you doing?" And like, her husband is fine with this. Everyone's fine with it. It's a very wholesome thing. She's just super into Third Eye Blind.